for porta potties, whether it's a company that needs to rent them on a monthly basis, maybe it's a homeowner who has some work done at the house, or maybe you're planning a wedding. At R&R Sanitation, no job too big and no job too small. At R&R Sanitation, their porta potties are 40% larger, and it's all about service, so you don't have to rent as many, and they're cleaner, and they're cleaned on a regular basis. When you call R&R Sanitation, you get a live person 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. 314-776-4000. That's the phone number to R&R Sanitation. R&R Sanitation is proud to be 100% union, Local 660 to be exact. Most of the top construction firms, they all use R&R Sanitation for one reason. They're the best. 314-776-4000 or rnrportabletoilets.com. St. Louis owned, St. Louis operated, 100% union. They want your stinking business. R&R Sanitation.
This year marks Stephen Sondheim's 80th birthday. What a great way for us to celebrate it here in St. Louis with this amazing musical.
Stephen Wolf, Artistic Director of The Rep, previewing the Stephen Sondheim musical, Sunday in the Park with George.
When the painting comes together, it is one of the most glorious moments in modern musical theater, I believe.
Inspired by the life of George Surratt, this unique, inventive musical is one of the most acclaimed shows of our time.
One of the exciting things about working in our particular theater is working in the Thrust Stage. The three-dimensionality of the painting comes through.
The Pulitzer Prize-winning Sunday in the Park with George plays January 4th through the 29th.
How exciting to be the first show of 2012, because it's about finding direction for yourself, and we couldn't be better served by this miraculous musical.
The Repertory Theater of St. Louis. For tickets to Sunday in the Park with George, call 968-4925 or visit repstl.org.
Don't you want to know what your old gold is worth before you sell it? Use JewelryBuyer.com, permanently located at 122 North Main Street in St. Charles and locally owned by T. Brian Hill, posts current buying prices right on his website. Why rely on strangers to tell you what your gold is worth? Visit T. Brian Hill at www.usejewelrybuyer.com. For selling your gold and silver jewelry, U.S. coins, and sterling flatware, go to usedjewelrybuyer.com.
Do you have a leaky roof or any kind of a roofing problem?
If your roof needs a repair, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
Anytime, anywhere, call John Beal.
Call John Beal.
If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal. If your ceiling's sagging down or your roof blows to the ground, call John Beal, call John Beal, call John Beal.
Honey, call John Beal.
Partners and him.
There's no fun left on
FM.
Oh, we're full of chat and we're full of chit, and we think you'll get lots of
gas with oily discharge, increased bowel movements, an urgent need to have them, and an inability to control them.
I hate it when that happens. You know, that's really disgusting. The words oily discharge.
Yes. Yeah.
Discharge is bad enough, but oily. Well, good afternoon and welcome to the January 12th edition Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Hackett Security. HackettSecurity.com. Do you have a security system? Are you happy if you do with the company that's supposed to be watching out for you? You know, Channel 4, they say, we're watching out for you. No, they're not. Hackett is what. If somebody breaks into your house, Larry Connors is not going to be there. He's not watching out for you. Hackett is watching out for you. We'll talk about Hackett Security after this.
Hey!
At the 45-year-old control board, it's Eon the Peon. Peon, say hi to your sponsor.
I would like to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason. They are financial advisors with Stifel Nicolaus. And if you are not hearing from your current advisor, you need to call Mark and Jason because they
you could need a hearing aid. If you're not you can either be
Step
a hearing
one.
Aid
Make
or
sure.
they're not contacting you.
That's right. But check the hearing aid first. Yeah. And then, but if Mark and Jason talk to their clients every 3 months, for their phone number and more, go to
markandjason.com.
Hello to the chicks.
Let me tell you something. She looks so hot today because tonight we meet and greet the people who are going to be traveling with us to the Dominican Republic a mere 10 days from now. You are smoking hot, let me just
tell
you.
Thank you. I felt like I needed to represent the group here.
I hate that my wife is going to be there tonight. Who knows what could happen?
She'll be dressed nice.
Yeah.
Tina
Del Piez, say hi to everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Dan Strauss.
Oh, happy birthday, Dad.
Oh, yeah, happy birthday, Dad. Dan Strauss, you folks are going to get to meet Dan tonight. No backing out of the trip after you meet Dan. Sorry.
Yep.
Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse. Dan, how's it going?
Great. Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez will also be with us in the Dominican Republic. You won't know who he is. Oh, that guy jogging on the beach, is that Hebe? The guy in the workout room, is that Hebe? The guy at the buffet, is that Hebe? You won't know. You won't know. He's incognito. He's in charge of security here and there. Bernice is in heaven. And we'll try.
What?
Oh, he wants us to bring... You know, the lady wants us to bring back Mexican vanilla.
Right.
He wants to know if we can bring back Dominican what?
Cheese.
Dominican cheese.
Queso.
Yeah, we'll try.
Yummy.
Hey!
My daughter got the biggest kick yesterday out of the guy that called to do the polka hay.
Yes.
And couldn't do it. She thought that was really funny. The guys who make that possible, you're listening to them now. Ladies and gentlemen, Bruce Limprist and the All Boy Orchestra. Yeah!
Woohoo!
In order to do an effective job getting you to at least take a look at the Hackett Security website, I have to scare you a little bit. I'm sorry, but it has to be done. It's kind of like the most effective way to get it into teenagers' heads that you can't drink and drive is to show them some very graphic pictures from car accidents. You know, brains on the windshield, stuff like that. Sometimes that shakes people up. So I'm going to have to scare you a little bit when I say this to you. Probably, at some point in your life, somebody's going to be watching your house. Now, I know that's kind of a creepy thing to think about, but that's what thugs do. That's what crooks do. They watch places. Bank robbers watch the bank before they rob it. They know who comes in, who goes out, what time they open, what time they close, what time the vault's open. It's not uncommon for people to watch your house. They know the pattern. They know who works, who stays home. They know when the house is empty. They know if you're gone a lot on the weekends. If you don't think that's true, you're very naive and very unsuspecting of the real world. And the real world is now a world that is in an economic crisis, at least in this country, and people are desperate for money. They want money for drugs. They want money, in some cases, to keep from being foreclosed on. People who've never robbed before are robbing because they're desperate. You don't want them to rob you. And then sometimes in the process of that robbery, maybe they didn't mean to hurt anybody, but they do, or they kill somebody. I know it's scary, but my point is, it's a lot different, the feeling you have when you have a security system than when you don't have a security system. Because when somebody breaks in that house, there was a story about 4 days ago on the news. Guy came home, I saw it myself on TV. Of course, it was buried in the news because they never like to make the top story one about a law-abiding citizen with a gun. But this guy pulls up to his house, and as he pulled up to park, he noticed a chair that was up against the house and the window broken. It was obvious somebody had used a chair to step up to break a window to climb in the house. And the person was in his house when he went home. He happened to have a .45, and I think he was in a pickup truck. He got out of the truck, walked in the house, held the guy at gunpoint till the police came, and they took him away. He got lucky. What if you walked in that house and you hadn't had a gun? And in his case, I don't think he had an alarm system. Had he had an alarm system, he might not have had to have that, what could have been a very dangerous encounter with that gun. What if you came home and you didn't see the chair and you didn't know there might be somebody in there, and you walk in and now you've confronted somebody who's broken in your house? And they weren't scared away because no alarm went off and nobody was called. For not much money at all, you can avoid that awkward and dangerous feeling by letting Hackett Security look after your house or your business. Over 8,000 homes and businesses are watched 24 hours a day by Hackett Security. And they don't require any long-term contracts. If the other thing you're worried about is, ooh, you know, I have to sign a three-year... No, you don't. And it doesn't cost thousands of dollars to have a really good state-of-the-art alarm system, and it doesn't cost but 70, 80 cents a day to have it monitored so that if something is triggered, boom, Hackett's notified, the police are called, and they're en route within a matter of just a couple, three, 4 minutes, somebody that they're at the house, the cops are there. And the burglar knows that, by the way. When they hear that thing go off, if they're smart, they're out of there before they have a chance to take anything or hurt anybody. Hackett Security. Check them out at HackettSecurity.com. Good family business. Been around for over 30 years. From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland, along with Bruce Limprist and the All-Boy Orchestra, brought to you by Laclede Cab, your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hello, everybody.
How are you, Bill?
Are you guys still in storm mode?
We are.
Oh, I
got
somebody else. I'm sorry.
We're in black ice mode.
Oh, my goodness. Well, Tiger Woods' ex-wife demolished a $12 million mansion because it had a termite infestation.
I don't blame her.
Poor lady. Went from a cheating husband to termites. Poor lady always seems to have a problem with Woods.
Oh.
That was very good.
And Todd Palin, the husband of Sarah Palin, has endorsed Newt Gingrich for president. Now that Todd has spoken, the political world's on edge, wondering he'll be getting the coveted Kevin Federline endorsement.
Yeah, no kidding.
Who cares? And last night at the People's Choice Awards, Kim Kardashian won for favorite TV celeb reality star.
Yeah.
Well, now finally Kim will start getting the attention she deserves.
No
right?
kidding.
Finally, that girl will get some. And finally, the sack. Well, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt stopped by the White House for a visit this week. Things must have went pretty well. They adopted Joe Biden.
You mean things must have gone pretty well.
What did I say?
Things must have went pretty well.
Things must have went well.
No. No. Things must have gone pretty well.
They adopted Joe Biden.
Oh, okay. Yeah, they adopted Joe Biden. Yeah.
All right, I'm in storm mode. I got to go. Okay. The Bill Cleveland segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the official AM and the PM cab company from downtown St. Louis. I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Thank you, Bill.
Bye, Bill.
Okay, bye.
Yeah, it might have made him mad, but it's for his own good. For his own good. He might go to a job interview one day and use that grammar and lose the job. I could have saved him from that. That was Bill Cleveland, brought to you by Laclede Cab. I watched the video of the Marines that are supposed to be urinating on the dead Taliban soldiers. I could not see any urine. Now, Peon says he saw a flicker, like a quick
reflection
flash
of
urine
the,
light. Yeah. I tried and tried. I couldn't see it. It looked to me more like they were pretending to urinate. And I'm not going to get into, you know, whether or not they... I know we're the United States and we're held to a higher standard, so we'll let it go at that. George Hamilton is in town. That's that guy that's famous for being famous, who's tan all the time. And McGruff? Is it McGill or McGruff?
McGruff.
Interviewed him. What are we doing?
Somebody's trying to get in, I think.
What?
What are we doing? I'm distracted. What are we doing?
I don't know.
What are we looking at? What are
you somebody
looking
out in the hallway
I'm
trying
not
to get
at
in.
Anything.
Let him try. He interviewed this George Hamilton. And in the interview, and we played it here on the station, George Hamilton says that he dated Marilyn Monroe. And he said in the interview, I can't believe we aired this, she was really deep.
What?
Oh. You believe that?
Really deep?
Yeah.
Wow.
He's really tan.
Where's the FCC?
Man.
When you need it. I wish the TV news people would stop this. They did it this morning, and they do it every year. Please don't pay a lot of attention to it. They were talking about the $5 gas prices. Let me just ask you to do this. Go back over the last 30, 40 years, and how many times have people freaked out? And I remember hearing the number $10 could go up to $10. every single time about the time people get rid of vehicles because they think they're not going to be able to afford to put gas in them, and they take a huge loss on them, and then they bite off a bigger loan for a car that sips gas, then the prices settle. Don't let these people scare you like that. Let's just wait it out. Seriously, every time.
Why are they saying it settles down.
This morning on the news, I heard it. $5 gas prices later in the year will reach $5. Maybe they will, and maybe they won't, and maybe they will for a week or two. Remember when they did go up? It didn't last forever.
Right.
It came back down, and we'll never see gas again below $3.50 again. Yes, we did. So I hate it when they do that. I heard some people on the air ripping MoDOT and complaining about MoDOT. Here's my feeling on this. I don't ever tear into MoDOT or Ameren UE or people like that, and I'll tell you why. We have no idea what it takes to do what they do. They occasionally could make a mistake. Maybe they didn't handle it the best way when they tried to explain the mistake. But you want to do what they do? Get out in the middle of the night and throw salt and stuff down and freeze to death? Or what the Ameren UE people? I've never once called. I know people that have called, friends of mine, who've called Ameren and just torn into them. Well, you said our power would be back on in 30 minutes. You get up there and climb on a pole and try to put that stuff back together.
In this weather?
Yeah, I think sometimes when we don't know what's involved or what they really have to do to get the job done, then just, you know, relax. And be glad you don't have to do that for a living, because I think it's probably pretty tough work. And they're not always going to do it perfectly and do it right. Tonight we meet a whole bunch of people who are going to go to the Dominican Republic with us 10 days from now. And this is exactly the kind of weather that I wanted for our meeting, and the kind of weather we want when we depart. I'm sorry, I know it's mean, but boy, does it feel good that it's so cold. And in 10 days, we'll be sitting around in T-shirts and swim trunks, playing cards, or sipping drinks in 85-degree weather.
All inclusive.
Go ahead and hate us. All inclusive, Punta Cana, Dominican Republic. If we do it next year, and I always have to say that and qualify, hopefully for a lot of you, things will turn around, the economy will be a little better for you, and you will be able to go with us. I hope so. There's a story about a lady named Claire Osborne. I don't know that I believe this, and I know it's supposed to be a legitimate news story, but there's something wrong here. Claire Osborne is 37 years old. She had a cancerous tumor in her throat and was told it was inoperable. They did a biopsy. It came back. It's cancer. They gave her a 50% chance of survival. It was going to require massive chemotherapy, radiation. She felt a tickle in her throat, coughed, and blew out the tumor.
Whoa!
She coughed up her cancerous tumor. And even the doctor's office, when she went there, said, well, her quote from them was, it appears you have coughed up your cancer.
Wow.
My goodness.
That's pretty awesome.
Wouldn't that be great? What, I've got cancer? Well, hang on.
Yeah.
Okay. Unbelievable. She said, I thought I was going to die. She had already started a fund for her funeral.
Wow.
Because they gave her 50%. She says the mortality rate for this particular cancer is 50%. So I had at least a good chance of dying as living. And they did a PET scan. And after she coughed this thing up, it's all gone. It had not spread. Done. Gone. Coughed up her cancer.
Amazing.
I don't know. If it's true, what a great story. Congratulations, Lisa Harrison. Lisa Harrison is the chief of police of Wentzville. There are only two female police chiefs in the entire St. Louis area. I don't know who the other one is, but Lisa Harrison is now the Wentzville police chief. So congratulations.
Yeah.
That's got to be tough to be a woman.
A male-dominated.
You bet. To be the chief and be a female. That's not an easy road, I don't think, but I'm sure she'll do fine. And, man, this is not good news for Anheuser-Busch. Oh, sorry, InBev. Consumer Reports, an extremely reputable publication, did a beer taste test. They had 10 beers. Of the 10, do you know what beer came in last 10th place? Budweiser.
Oh.
Wow.
Blind taste test. Budweiser. Number one, Coors. The AB people cannot be happy about this.
Yeah, I saw a story that for the first time in a long time, Coors Light overtook Budweiser as the number two
sales.
Beer.
Yeah. Just not a lot of good news coming. See, that whole InBev thing, you lose that St. Louis connection. Not connection, but ownership, and stuff happens. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
There's a bus, like a school bus, and it's transporting a bunch of politicians to a debate. Now, this particular debate has both Republicans and Democrats, and the candidates, Democrat and Republican, are in this bus headed for this debate. It's down south, deep in the south. And the driver loses control and goes off into a huge ravine. And bodies of politicians are scattered everywhere. And the first on the scene behind the wreck is a southern construction guy who happens to be pulling a bulldozer on a flatbed. And he sees the overturned bus, and he gets out, and these bodies are everywhere, well-dressed. You know how, like, Mitt Romney, these guys, they wear nice suits. And he notices, look, a bunch of really well-dressed people, and he starts rifling through wallets, and he realizes these are politicians. And he puts two and two together, because he knew that near this town there was a debate scheduled. So he takes the bulldozer off the flatbed, digs a really big hole, and scoops all their bodies up and dumps them in there and covers it up. When the highway patrol arrives on the scene, obviously they want to know what in the world's going on here. Somebody had called from a car and said, oh, there's a wreck, there's bodies everywhere, a bunch of well-dressed guys. So by the time they get there, though, because it is a rural area, this guy had bulldozed a hole, scooped the bodies up, and poured them in there and covered it up. So they're questioning him. And they said, Jim Bob, you're a construction company? He said, that's right, I'm in the construction business. I was taking a bulldozer out to a construction job and doing some excavating, and I come up on this wreck here. There was a bus turnover and a bunch of suited guys lying around. And he said, but you dug a hole and you buried him. He said, yeah, I did. I did it to save somebody a lot of money. I mean, what is the point of going to all the funeral expenses? And it probably would end up being taxpayers' money, because I know these were politicians. So I think I did everyone a favor by just burying them all right here on the side of the road. He said, Jim Bob, you can't do that. I mean, well, I've already did it. See, he's bad grammar.
Right.
Yeah. So they bring investigators out, and they're doing they've got experts, and they a couple hours later, they call him into bring him into one of the highway patrol cars, and they say, yeah, we have a problem here, Jim Bob. He said, well, what's the problem? I know, I probably shouldn't have buried him. I thought I was doing everybody a favor, saving money. He said, no, the problem is we've got some experts out here, and they seem to think that there might have been some kind of struggle. There's indication that maybe, by the way, the blood there was a struggle. Can you tell us anything about that? No, sir, I can't. He said, let me get right to the point. I hope that these politicians you buried were dead. He said, oh, so they were dead. They were dead in a doornail, I'm telling you. He said, are you sure they were dead? Because there are signs that maybe there was some struggle. Are you sure they were dead? He said, well, hell yeah, they were dead. He said, now, a couple of them said they weren't dead, but you know how those politicians lie.
With another look at the roadways, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oaklandine traffic. What's going on, Tim?
Well, Tina, we've got another report of an accident now on southbound Lindbergh near Clayton Road. Westbound 44, that's jammed up between Antire and 109. Eastbound 40, you're going to find slow traffic, hockey traffic, plus the weather. Clarkson through 270, McKnight to Big Bend, and then trying to approach the Poplar Street Bridge, you're still jammed up near Vandeventer. Westbound 40, let's just call some long, slow pockets from Kings Highway out to the Boone Bridge. Southbound 270 jams up in areas between 70 and 55. Eastbound 270, that's slow McDonald through West Florissant. Again, from 367 to the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Now we've got a crash on southbound 55 near Highway A in Herculaneum. This traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Thermometer. No need to wake a child to take a temperature when they're sick. With the Exergen Temporal Thermometer, you can now take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Station Trevo.
Got that?
It only takes a second. Go to Facebook.com and search the Big 550. Then click like on our KTRS Facebook page.
Very shagadelic, baby.
The Big 550 KTRS.
Ever notice how some homes have a style all of their own? The secret? It all starts with the floors. Hello, I'm Brian McGee, President and CEO of Midwest Floor. For more than 70 years, Midwest Floor has been a leader in bringing you the finest floor coverings to the St. Louis area. Whether you're looking for carpet, tile, laminate, or hardwood floors, you'll find it all at Midwest Floor. Here's a suggestion. Beautiful hand-scraped hardwood flooring is now on sale for only $10.99 a square foot installed. That's right. You can have beautiful pre-finished hand-scraped hardwood floors installed for only $10.99 a square foot. This sale is for 5-inch wide planks and your choice of 5 beautiful colors. You also have a choice between oak or maple. Hand-scraped 5-inch hardwood flooring is the latest in flooring fashion. And with your choice of 5 colors in maple or oak, you can't go wrong. So hurry into one of our 2 stores and start your new year off right. That's Midwest Floor in Brentwood and Chesterfield, or online at MidwestFloor.com. Quality since 1939.
When family issues hit close to home, thankfully, NHC is never far away. At NHC Healthcare, care is our business.
NHC provides a full continuum of care by offering independent and assisted living, as well as skilled nursing. Providing our communities quality of care in memory, long-term care, and short-term rehabilitation services is our constant mission. Our knowledgeable and professional staff will stand by your side through this overwhelming transition process. Visit us at one of our 5 locations at Lake St. Charles Retirement, Charlevoix Healthcare, or NHC Maryland Heights, Town and Country, and St. Charles.
Come see why care is our business. All major medical insurance policies are accepted. And to learn more about how we can care for you or your loved one, visit nhccare.com. NHC, care that respects the individual, care that promotes recovery, care that is our business. Remember, visit nhccare.com. NHC. Caring in a better way, day by day.
Hi, this is John Chay, Mr. Fix-It, with some good news for our listeners. How many of you listening have an old TV or bulky entertainment center taking up valuable space in your home? Well, then you need to call Pitch-It at 314-932-1100 and take advantage of their excellent service, as many of our listeners have. Pitch-It provides a residential commercial junk removal service with very affordable rates. Their friendly staff at Pitch-It will arrive at your location, remove your unwanted items, and you don't even have to lift a finger. They'll remove the item from your basement, your attic, anywhere they're located, and then clean up after themselves. Pitch-It will provide free estimates. They'll visit your location on your schedule, not theirs, and provide you with a quote on the spot. Pitch-It is an eco-friendly recycling most items within reason, and of course they are fully insured. So give them a call at 314-932-1100. That's 314-932-1100. Or visit their website at pitchitandforgetit.com. That's pitchitandforgetit.com. Senior discount supply.
Since 1974, homeowners in the greater St. Louis area have trusted PermaJack more than any other contractor when their house is settling or if they have bowing and buckling walls. But who do you call when you notice water in the basement? Well, it's also PermaJack. The representatives at PermaJack are extremely knowledgeable in all aspects of foundation repair, including leaky basements. PermaJack provides permanent solutions to all your nagging water problems, whether it's a simple crack repair or a comprehensive drain system. They will make sure your basement remains dry, and they'll back it up with a written guarantee. So for home settling problems, bowing and buckling walls, or if you have a leaky basement, call the company St. Louis has trusted for over 30 years, PermaJack. Call PermaJack today at 636-225-2553. That's 636-225-2553. Family owned and operated since 1974. When your building needs a helping hand, solid as a rock, PermaJack. 636-225-2553.
This is the year I eat right.
I quit smoking.
I lose weight.
This is the year, and it starts at Sam's Club. Count on Sam's Club for solutions for your resolutions.
I'll start with a free health screening.
Check cholesterol, blood pressure, glucose, and BMI. January 14th from 11 to 3 in your club.
I got a personal plan to help me quit smoking.
Along with counseling and support from a Sam's Club pharmacist.
And I'm saving big.
On brands like Atkins, Ally,
and Nicoderm.
This year, it starts at
Sam's Club. Savings made simple. Visit samsclub.com/healthyliving to see the tests available at your local club.
Hi, this is Mike Kelly. When I'm looking to send flowers to a loved one for a birthday, anniversary, or that special occasion, I call my friends at Walter Knoll Florists. Walter Knoll is family-owned and operated and offers custom designs by expert designers, a huge inventory and selection that only the largest florist can offer, with quality and care that no grocery store florist can meet. They have several locations in the St. Louis metro area to serve you. Order online today at WKF.com. Walter Knoll Florists, your personal florist since 1883.
At Advance Auto Parts, we don't do anything just part way. We go full throttle. We don't just sell batteries, no. We install them fast and free with purchase on most vehicles. We install rain or shine or even that weird thing where there are some clouds, the sun is shining, but you're still getting rained on? Yeah, we'll still install it. Free battery installation, even in weird weather. Only at Advance Auto Parts. Service is our best part. Advance Auto Parts. See store for details.
There's no better way to see the USA than in an RV. Find the RV that is right for you and your family at the St. Louis RV Vacation and Travel Show. America Center, downtown St. Louis, January 13th through the 15th.
At GEICO, you have a choice of ways you could save on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO, go online to geico.com, or stop by the GEICO office nearest you.
Put your tax refund to work for you at AutoZone. AutoZone has the parts and advice you need to keep your car running strong. Get in the zone today.
It has nothing to do with Mike Evans, but just 3 days ago, I did something. I'm so glad I did it for this weather. New wipers. You ever get new wipers? It's the greatest.
I'm way overdue.
Oh,
I
man.
Need some.
It's worth every dollar. And get the best ones you can get. Don't get, you know, like stock cheap wipers. Get some good wipers. You'll wish you had when people, in another day or two, start slinging that slush up on your windshield. Let's go where there is no slush. A part of the world where they don't even know what that means.
Salt on the roads, what for?
That would be Southern California, where this guy is. This guy is Mike Evans, and he's brought to you by Thompson Price, Kitchens, Baths, and Home. You want to do your bathroom, kitchen, home entertainment room right. You want it remodeled in a way that 15, 20 years from now you'll look at it and go, wow, are we glad we did this? Money well spent. And you go to this website, thompsonprice.com. Give it up, if you would, for Mike Evans, everybody.
Give it up.
You probably never even turn your wipers on but about once every 4 months.
Uh-uh.
I remember out there, I was watching the weather, and I pulled it up in on the computer here.
You pulled it out?
Pulled it up.
Oh.
And it said rain in the Palm Springs area, and it was the first rain in 5.5 months.
Wow.
Which is not unusual to go.
No, not unusual at all.
So wipers last a while out there. How you
doing? Actually, they crack because of the heat.
Yeah.
In the summer.
The rubber dries out.
You have a rubber on.
No, the rubber.
No. Rubber dries out.
The rubber dries out.
Hearing's a little rough today.
Hearing aid.
Wax buildup.
Pop quiz question. What does Keanu mean in Hawaiian, as in Keanu Reeves? Does it mean rainbow, rain showers, cool breeze? Keanu. Answer in just a minute. Court nuggets. Latest ridiculous comments from the accused child molester Jerry Sandusky's attorney. I thought he was ridiculous when he said, hey, maybe Jerry was just trying to help these young people to learn how to properly bathe when he had them in the shower with himself.
Oh, hygiene. Yeah.
His latest dumb quote, people should remember the name Richard Jewell. He was also falsely accused. It's the same thing.
That was the Atlanta guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. It wouldn't be the same thing. No. Richard Jewell accused of bombing the Atlanta Olympics. Turned out he was there actually trying to be a hero, completely released of any wrongdoing at all. How does that compare with 18 boys swearing that Sandusky raped them over 15 years?
Now, this attorney's going to look like an idiot when this is over.
just an idiot. Conrad Murray headed back to court next week. Next week will be asked to pay the Jackson family restitution for causing Michael's death and the loss of income for the estate. The problem is Michael Jackson's estate has made more money with Michael being dead than they would have if he was alive.
And Murray doesn't have any money.
Yeah, that's exactly right. I don't know what they're going to do. Sports!
Sports!
Why am I not surprised that two sports networks have been pitching a reality show for Tim Tebow? And when football season comes to an end, Tebow will hit the road doing fundraisers for small and medium Christian schools. I got the insight on that from the first school that he'll visit in Kalispell, Montana. This guy is the real deal.
Yeah.
I'm going to drink to that. Do you mind, Frank?
Sure, go ahead. I think that's what Tim would want. Drinking.
That's wine.
Jesus turned water into wine.
That's right. I remember that.
You were there?
No, I just remember it.
You remember it?
From Sunday school. I remember it from Sunday school.
Oh, odds and ends, Ellen DeGeneres.
No.
See, I think she is darling.
I think she's cute.
I used to. No, I used to think she was cute.
Yeah.
She's still cute.
She looks like a boy now.
All right. Ellen DeGeneres is opening a chain of vegan restaurants.
Well,
about
time.
She doesn't eat meat.
I can't wait to go there.
She doesn't eat meat?
Yeah. That's obvious.
Really?
January 31st.
Different forms.
Episode of Glee. Pay tribute to Michael Jackson's music and Michael Jackson may be the best Glee ever. And Michael's kids may make an appearance.
Now, when is this?
January 31st. The bidding has started for the first picture of Jay-Z and Beyonce's baby.
Well, I hope somebody pays a lot.
Well, they're paying. The minimum bid is $1 million. Who cares what this baby looks like? And you know what? Let me tell you something. All newborns look the same. They all look like Winston Churchill.
Yeah, no, they do.
I mean, you know, come on.
You're right. Scrunched up faces.
Exactly. I mean, they just came through the... Well, you know.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. When our kids were born, I said they could have given us any of these babies.
We wouldn't have known.
We wouldn't know the difference.
Katy Perry.
Oh, yeah.
Was supposed to appear at the People's Choice Awards last night. She won the most awards, was a no-show. Supposed to appear at the Critics' Choice Awards tonight. Supposed to win there. She will not show up. She's not going to show up anywhere till this divorce thing sort of plays its way out, and people are forgetting about that. Programming note. I have a early call tomorrow at Paramount Studios where I am making for my part in a movie.
Oh, listen
what?
To this.
Wow.
Listen to this.
Oh, thank you, everybody.
Early call.
What's this about?
What's your part?
Yeah.
I'm playing a sportscaster, and I got my script here. I have 32 lines.
I have an early call at Paramount tomorrow.
That's a lot of lines.
32 lines is a lot.
Yeah, it's not bad.
What stars are in the movie? Is it
you know what? Not a lot of big stars. The guy that played Hercules, Kevin Sorbo, and Samuel Davis, and some others. Not really big stars.
Sammy Davis.
It's a feature, though. It'll be released in the fall at
Hey, babe.
How do you get paid? Did they tell you how much they're going to pay you?
I get SAG scale.
Okay.
So call me on the cell phone, but I think I'll be back. I have my
you'll be in your trailer.
My studio call is 7:30, so I'm going to go in there real early. And they said I should be out of there by noon.
Have you filled in your rider, like how much fruit you want in your trailer?
You know, I'm not that kind of guy.
Yeah, that's true.
You want to hear a couple of my lines?
Sure.
I got my script right here.
You want me to feed you a line? You want me to feed you a line? Give me the line before your line. I'll feed it to you.
Well, these are all sort of, they're all bunched together.
Okay, so
I'm a sportscaster doing a game.
So it's like we had a radio or TV on, this is what we'd hear.
Right, and they're showing me in the press box, and then, okay.
Wow.
That's for a loss of 3 yards on the play. Hey, we have an injury update on the freshman tackle, Andre Smith. His ankle sprain going to sideline him for the rest of the game.
Wow!
Felt like I was watching a game.
That's awesome.
You like that, Homer?
Who contacted you for this? Who was your connection?
Some people I've known for a long time that were doing the movie.
You for sure have it already? It's not an audition?
Oh, no, no, I have it.
Oh, wow.
I have it. It's called Abel's Field is the name of the film.
Abel's Field. Let's watch for that on DVD.
Can't wait.
You know what would be cool? What? I'm just throwing this out there.
Okay.
It's going to be released this fall. What if I got a print and we made a deal with a theater there, came down there.
Oh, that's a good idea. Like a premiere. That's a good idea. You come up in a limo. Oh, I think it's a great idea.
Or you could fly us all out there to
find out. He's not going to do that. No, he's not going to do that.
I'm not going to do that. Frank will tell you right now, I'm not going to do that. You should be happy, Tina, that I'm going to bring a friend and come on down there.
We'll send the KTRS corporate jet to get
you. I'm sure that the KTRS would pay for my flight out.
Oh, no, they'll send the KTRS jet, the corporate jet out.
Yeah.
You should get your co-star from Fast Break, Gabe Kaplan, to come, too.
Yeah. You got something.
Now you're talking now.
When's the projected release date for this thing?
It'll be around Labor Day.
Wow, that's not that far away. And it's called Abel's what?
Abel's Field.
Abel's Field.
Yeah.
All right.
That's exciting.
That's exciting. It is.
And finally. Why do they clap when
I don't know. I've got an early call at Paramount.
He just had to slip that in.
Yeah. I'll have another drink. Do you mind?
Yeah, go ahead.
What does Keanu mean in Hawaiian? Keanu. Rainbow, rain showers, or cool breeze?
Tina.
Cool breeze?
I'm going to go cool breeze.
Rain showers.
Rainbow.
Keanu. K-E-A-N-U. K-E means cool. Anu means breeze.
Told
cool
you.
Breeze. I'm Mike Evans, live Hollywood sack.
I don't want to say this while you can hear me. You know what's going to happen. They're going to edit him out. You know, you can
they the
can
cutting room floor.
Oh, it happens all the time.
Yeah.
And then they get in the editing room and they take a good look at what he did. And they go, no, we got to lose him.
Yeah.
I don't want to crush him. That's what's going to happen.
Poor guy.
You know.
I wasn't cut out of Up in the Air with George Clooney.
I know.
Oh, man. That's the worst thing that ever happened to us, was that Dan was in the background of Up in the Air.
It's awesome.
I need to see it again. Is it on DVD yet?
Yes.
I got it, and I tried to... I couldn't.
You can't even find it.
No.
I don't think he's in it. He thinks he's in it.
No, I'll stop it for you.
All right.
You
you're going to have to, because we... I, you know.
It's a little fuzzy
from
what I remember.
No, I'm right by a black guy. You can't miss me.
Okay, well. Oh, good.
What
then,
does that mean?
That should be easy to find him now. you need a dentist? I have a dentist for you. I have a dental clinic for you. 73, 2003. Ooh, 39. This is the 39th year for me. 39 years at Ballast Dental Care. When we went into 2012 or 2012, whichever you prefer to call it, we kicked into my 39th year. 39 years at Ballast Dental Care. Corner of Ballast and Clayton Road. They weren't there when I originally went, but they were right down the street in a little house that was converted for commercial space and turned into a dental clinic. And then as business became better and better and better and more patients, they needed a bigger space. So now they're in a beautiful medical building at the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. They can accommodate at one time as many as 10 patients. And one of the things that blows people away is here's a dental clinic, the great reputation, as good as it gets, and people, I think, are stunned when they call and they can get in. And they're actually thrilled. Come on in. Make an appointment. And it doesn't take 2 months to get in. You don't hear the words, well, I'm sorry, but we're not taking any more new patients. You tell them your AM and the PM, they'll be happy to see you. You need a dentist, you have to have one. Everybody does. And I don't care how long it's been. Don't be embarrassed. They've seen worse cases than yours. Tell them your AM and the PM. We'd appreciate it. Ballast Dental Care, ballastdentalcare.com.
Time to check in with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oak Lending traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hi, Tina. Well, things are, I'd say, getting a little bit better here. On southbound 270, we've just got some slow pockets now from 70 down through 44 instead of 55. On northbound 170, you're slow Natural Bridge through Airport Road. Eastbound 270, that's heavy now Lindbergh through New Flores, and still a little pocket as you approach the Chain of Rocks Bridge. Looks like eastbound 5570 is slow from the Poplar Street Bridge to Highway 64. Eastbound 4064 is slow from Lindbergh through Clayton Warson. It's heavy again from 170 through Big Bend. And this traffic report brought to you by Missouri Lottery. Play the new and improved $2 Powerball from the Missouri Lottery with bigger jackpots, better chances to win, and more Missouri millionaires. Coming soon, January 15th. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Hey, everybody, it's Bill Clevelin. It's a new year, and I went ahead and made a list of ways to make our weekend show trivia night an even better experience and radio program for you folks here in 2012. In fact, I've got the list right here. Number one. All right, that's as far as I've gotten. But I promise you'll have a good time, fun trivia, ways to win, and a laugh or two along the way. Saturday nights from 9 to midnight right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
If your home is in danger of foreclosure, then it's crucial that you listen to the following message. St. Louis Home Retention Group is the only local company that specializes in loan modifications. What's a loan modification? It's a program that could enable your lender to cut the interest rate on your current loan all the way down to 2%. But it's a complicated process. Call the loan modification experts at St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121. Here's Steve Scallerin, the president of St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Our company name says it all. At St. Louis Home Retention Group, we are a company looking to provide you the best chance for a secure future by getting you the lowest mortgage rate you qualify for, helping you put together a qualified loan modification package, or helping you reduce your monthly debt to a payment you are comfortable with.
St. Louis Home Retention Group. Visit them online at stlouishomeretentiongroup.com or call now at 636-527-5121. That's 636-527-5121. Don't give up hope. Call St. Louis Home Retention Group now.
Well, the Blues are happy to have Ken Hitchcock behind the bench.
Ken Hitchcock was a great coach.
Well, I want us to be proud of the way we play the game.
You can tell the guys are really playing that 200-foot game he talked about. 60 minutes of hockey, it's fun.
We got as much or more potential than anybody around.
Skating it in, Steve scores!
I think he'll bring that winning tradition here to St. Louis.
Get the Blues Hat Pack for this Thursday's game with four tickets and four Blues hats. Go to stlouisblues.com for tickets and info.
In every pet shelter, there are countless stories of hope. There's Brenda and her dog, Devo.
People talk about choosing pets.